This is Food Defender Podcast with Dr. Terrence Martin, food safety and quality specialist at Alabama Extension and Alabama A&M University. Our Food Defender Podcast covers everything that comes to food safety. For example, USDA guidelines, FDA guidelines, and just general consumer safety as it pertains to food. Welcome back to another episode of Food Defenders. I am your host, Dr. Terrence Martin, food safety specialist here at Alabama Extension and Alabama A&M. This episode, we're going to talk around food and water safety during power outages and possible floods. With spring coming in, the weather is changing rapidly. We need to be prepared. And some of us take for granted that you know, we have refrigeration and power, and you know, we're just getting out of the winter months, and we think about the ice storms and the snow that make us lose power, and we run to the store to get bread and milk when the winter hits. But we got to think about spring weather as well, because that's when you're getting a lot of weather change and tornadoes and high winds. A lot of rain downfall for flooding. And so this episode, we're just going to touch around some of the tips in case you do have a power outage, or a couple of the things that you can possibly do to be prepared. Prepare yourself, you know, for it. And one of the best things I always say is be prepared. Don't wait to the day of or the week of. If you prepare, you don't have to. If you're ready, you don't have to get ready when it's time. And it does happen. So prepare yourself before power outages. Make sure you have appliances appliance thermometers in your refrigerator. I recommend that you purchase yourself a thermometer to put inside the refrigerator. That way you can monitor the temperature even without a power outage. I always just recommend that you have one for your refrigerator and freezer. That way, in case something happens, fluctuate, you can always look at your temperature to make sure that it's holding the correct temperature. You know, check to ensure the freezer temperature is staying well below zero, the refrigerator right at, you know, is set at 40 or below. It's important during a power outage to keep temperature checked, but as well as, you know, if there's no power outage, you want to make sure everything's still working properly in your freezer and refrigerator. But in case of a power outage, the appliance thermometer will kind of indicate the temperature as the refrigerator and the freezer begin to hit those areas when food safety is concerned. And this will give you an idea, you know, food safety zones. If your food start warming up, some other things that you can possibly do on the food safety side to keep your food cold or frozen. You know, freezer containers of water, of ice to help keep food cold in the freezer or refrigerator, or coolers in case of power out, it goes out. You know, if you got room and if you have a big freezer, sometimes it's good to have like those ice packs, extra ice packs in your freezer for a power outage that can extend your food for warming up a lot of times. This is a good way if you do have a power outage that way you can keep your food cold. You know, just normal water supply. You know, we have to think about water as well, especially the flooding. You might not have adequate water. So you want to make sure you have polluted water that you can consume or use for if you need to do anything with water in case your normal water supply become contaminated. You know, another thing, freeze refrigerated items. You know, such as your leftovers. You know, I get a question a lot of times, can you freeze milk? Yes, you can freeze milk and use it at a later time. That's a good way to, we're talking about it, but you could freeze your milk in a freezer and still use it and thaw it out. You know, that's a way to save money. Say if a grocery store is having a sale, if you can, you know, you can, that's just a little tidbit that you can freeze milk as well. Leftover poultry, you go ahead and freeze it. If you have food left over, you know, have it frozen and stored. Kind of group foods together in your freezer. This helps food stay colder, you know. If you keep your food kind of in a group, you know, the cold, the freezer, it kind of keeps it isolated together and helps keep it cold a lot longer. I would always recommend also having a couple coolers on hand to keep refrigerated food cold if the power goes out. You know, especially if it's going to be out more than 4 hours, those ice packs and a cooler will help you keep your refrigerated food cool at least around 40 to below for a while. Like I said, purchase those ice packs in advance and freezer gel packs ahead of time. You know, store all these in the freezer for a future in case you're to use for your refrigerator and your coolers to keep your food cool. So it's all about being prepared for the emergency. That storm comes, middle of the spring, power out, tree took down the line or something in your neighborhood. But if you're prepared, that's the best way to do it. One of the things that we don't talk about a lot of time is dry ice. You know, you want to be safe with dry ice because it can, how you're handling it. But check out local sources to know where dry ice may be, you know, or blocks of ice to purchase. Do your research and be prepared. Say, okay, I know maybe Kroger's carry block dry ice. Well, everybody else running to Kroger's to get going to the grocery store to get bread and milk because of power outage. You may want to have the resource. Let me go get this dry ice because I know they may carry it to keep my food frozen and cold for a power outage. Store foods on the shelf that will be safely out of the way of contaminated water in case of flood. If you're living in a flood zone, you know you're always successful of flooding. You want to keep your food that you may have in your pantry up off the floor, up on the shelves. That way it won't become contaminated with, you know, flood water. That's one of a good habit to put your food up high on some of the shelves in case you do get flooding. You know, one of the things you see a lot of time we don't talk about during floods and power outages is bottled water. You see it a lot of time, people bringing in bottled water to replace because water, you know, due to power outage or floods. You want to make sure you have adequate amount supply of bottled water stored where it would be safe as possible from the flooding. You know, if your bottled water has an odor, do not drink it or use it. You know, some people may have water from 2 or 3 years ago in storage, and you want to be, you know, water can go bad too. You know, if it got a bad odor, even a taste, don't use it. Instead, just dispose of it. You might can call your bottled water provider to make arrangements to get a replacement if you get water, because sometimes companies have water stored supplies, you know, for sale and sometimes for emergency purposes. If you're getting water that you have purchased, you know, to be prepared and it got a bad odor or something like that, you can always probably reach back out to that provider in order to get rid, you know, to replace it. You know, during an emergency, if you use food or beverage containers to hold non-food substances like gasoline, dispose of them after use and do not recycle. Sometimes we use these containers for gasoline and other things that's not food or beverage containers. So just be mindful of that as well. So when the power does go out, here are a couple of basic tips for keeping food safe. Keep the refrigerator and freezer doors closed as much as possible to maintain the cold temperature. You know, if you have kids that loves to go in and out, open up the refrigerator, see if anything changed within 5 minutes, and the same stuff is in there. So make sure your family and your kids keep the refrigerator closed as much as possible during a power outage. You know, I just know kids tend to always go in the refrigerator all the time and see what's in there, and 30 minutes later see what's in there. So power outage is very important that you keep that refrigerator closed as much as possible. You know, most refrigerator will keep cold for about 4 hours if it's unopened. It'll help maintain that temperature of 40 degrees at least 4 hours. So if it's a temporary power outage, it should be good at least up into 4 hours before you start seeing the temperature. If you're keeping it closed, before you start seeing the temperature rise in your refrigerator. A full freezer, you know, will keep the temperature for approximately almost 48 hours. 24 hours is, you know, half. If the doors kept remain closed, even with your freezer, that freezer probably will maintain its temperature of freezing for a good 48 hours if you're not in and out of it. Like I said before, possibly even by that dry ice, you can, you know, as if you're seeing that possibly you're going to exceed that 48 hours with your refrigerator, that can help you maintain that temperature if you're looking for a prolonged power outage. You know, some places you can get those blocks of ice, dry ice, and 50-pound dry ice, in which, you know, which 18 cubic foot. You know, it could keep a freezer cold for a couple of days, absolutely. If you plan to eat refrigerated or frozen meat, poultry, such as poultry, fish, eggs, while they're still safe temperature, it's important that each item is thoroughly cooked to a safe and minimum internal temperature. So we're talking about food safety here now. So if you don't have power, you may have a gas grill outside that you have access to. If you're going to use, you know, if you're going to those refrigerated foods like meats and poultry, fish, eggs, make sure the internal temperature is at the recommended temperature. If it's been sitting, you know, several hours and you notice it's warming up, and we want to make sure we at the right temperature for those. Kill off those foodborne bacteria that may be present. However, if perishable food has been held at room temperature for more than 2 hours, or even an hour outdoors above 90, you know, we don't want to waste food, but it's better to discard it and put your health at risk, and especially if you have some underlying condition. Heart, you know, you maybe have heart problems or diabetes, or you may be a cancer survivor. Food that's been held out and the temperature hasn't gotten warm, just disregard it. Don't take that risk. You know, so what happens once the power is restored? So if it's been out a couple of days, you're trying to determine, what should I do with this food? Is it good? It might not have an odor yet. You know, so we want to determine the safety of your food. You know, that thermometers I was talking about earlier, you know, in your appliance, such as refrigerator and freezer, was kept in the freezer. Check the temperature when the power comes back on. See where it's at. You know, the freezer thermometer reads 40 degrees or below. the food is safe and maybe still refrozen. That's the importance of having those thermometers in your appliances, like a refrigerator and freezer. When the power comes back on, you can check that temperature and see where it's at. And if it's still at 40 below, hey, okay, you should be okay to go back and food should be still safe to refreeze. You know, if your thermometer has not been kept in a freezer, check each package of food to determine if it's safe. You can rely on, you can't rely on appearance or odor, but you can look at the ice crystals. That's one to determine if the food still contains ice crystals or still like it's 40 below. It's safe to refreeze or cook even. One of the things you can do if you think it's gotten above that 40 degrees and the power comes back on, I would recommend cooking it and then refreezing it as a cooked product for future use. If the power was out for more than 4 hours, refrigerated food should be safe as long as the doors was kept closed. When the power comes back on, check that thermometer, inspect that food, discard any refrigerated perishables such as meat, you know, like lunch meat that may have warmed up after between that 4 hours, and, you know, milk and eggs leftover has at the refrigerator if it's above 40 degrees for 4 hours. Perishable food with temperatures that are 45 degrees or below, you know, just remember, look at that thermometer, and it should be safe, or it should be cooked and consumed as soon as possible. Now, if you're looking in a flooding, you know, there's a lot of areas here in Alabama may be in flood zones. You have to be cautious with that, and it's usually around bottled water, having water, palatable water for access to cook, to clean, once the place been flooded out. So you may want to follow these steps to keep your water safe during and after a flood condition. Only use water from safe source for drinking and washing and preparing foods. A lot of people doing flooding disasters, they bring in, you know, pallets of water from a good source. Use the bottled water that has not been exposed to the flood if it's still available, if it didn't get washed out. If you don't have bottled water, you should boil and disinfect water to make it safe. Now, there are certain steps once the power comes back on that you can use to get palatable water when you boil it. And one of the things we preach around food safety and safety as a whole, you know, boiling kills bacteria, disease-causing organisms. Once your power gets back on, boil your water, disinfect with bleach. You know, that helps kill a lot of bacteria and disease-causing organisms that may be in water. Store disinfected water in clean containers with covers. Another during flood, keep food safe. Follow these steps, keep your food safe during and after flood conditions. Do not eat any food that may have come into contact with flood water, because these flood waters come from everywhere. You may have a over-flooded sewage line, so which is going to carry a lot of bacteria. So you want to make sure you keep your food from contact with that flood water. Discard any food and beverage that is not in a waterproof container. If there is any chance that you think that it has came in contact with flood water, discard it. You know, food containers that are waterproof include undamaged, commercially prepared foods, and all metal cans and retort pouches, like flexible, shelf-stable juices, and seafood pouches. Food containers that are not waterproof include those screw caps, snap lids, pull tops, and crimp caps. You know, you have to be leery of those if they've been in flood water. So I would recommend discard. Also, if you got juice boxes like milk boxes and cardboard, disregard that. if it's been in flood water. They have come in contact with flood water because they cannot be effectively cleaned and sanitized. Damaged cans, food that has become damaged. Those are swelling and leaking, and looks like it got a hole, discard, a crust due to the flood water. Thoroughly washed metal pans, ceramic dishes, utensils. Those are some tips, you know, after you've gone through a flood and things have come in contact with flood water. Those waters have so much opportunity for bacteria causing foodborne diseases or just causing diseases as a whole. And so as you get back from the floods, you want to make sure things are clean, like your countertops with soap water, using hot water when it's available. Rinse and then sanitize by using a solution, at least 1 tablespoon of unscented household liquid bleach per gallon of water, then let it air dry. So these are some tips after for flooding. You want to dispose of any undamaged, if you don't have any damaged packages, you have, you can kind of inspect those, just make sure it hadn't became damaged, and they probably may be good because they tend to handle, bacteria a little bit better. With that, you want to make sure, especially if you have a baby in the house, you may have formula. Some of these formulas now come in a powdered state. You want to take real precaution with that if you're in a flood. If you have any doubt and you don't have clean water, don't take the risk of making those formulas, baby formulas, with, possibly contaminated water. As you get back to any kind of normalcy with your family, then you think may have consumed foods that may have been contaminated and got some dangerous foodborne bacteria. It usually take 1 to 3 days of eating contaminated foods. You may start seeing some kind of sickness, stomach cramps, diarrhea. So keep your eye just to make sure if your family member started getting those flu-like symptoms, so they may have gotten something that may have gotten contaminated from your flooded water. Make sure you take these actions when it comes to food safety around being prepared for a storm, power outage, flooding. Do the best to prepare and take those actions, and hopefully you would be able to stay healthy once that power's back on or the flooding has subsided and you can try to get back to normalcy. And also look for those resources out there. Check in with your local offices. Sometime our county offices may have be prepared readiness kits and those type things that can help you as well as you prepare before power outage or a flood. Stay safe and vigilant when it comes to your safety, your family safety, and your loved ones when it comes to food safety. Once again, this is Dr. Terrence Martin with Food Defenders for Alabama Extension of Alabama A&M. Stay safe and knowledgeable of what's going on around you, everything food.